Remember So and Forgetting Seem by Gloria Mundi, two Stargate Atlantis stories written for the prompt Amnesia. Author's notes. Finding the same prompt on both my cliché bingo and my kink bingo cards, I wanted to explore the differences between cliché and kink. Title from In Time of Daffodils, Who Know? By E.E. Cummings. Thanks to Powder Monkey for betas. Remember So by Gloria Mundi, a Stargate Atlantis story rated PG-13, featuring John Rodney. Read by Lunate8
and Revolutionary Joe.
Calm down, McKay. It's not like it's the first time you've lost your memory. And Dr. Keller said...
Yes, it's not Kirsten fever. It's something new, probably bacterial, and definitely contagious, runs its course in 24 hours, give or take, no lasting side effects. Not that there's any scientific basis for that supposition, since she freely admits it's, hello, something new. Just take it easy whilst confined to quarters, wasting... Do you have any idea how much this'll set back the hyperdrive project?
About a day?
And anyway, I think it's fair to say I've had more than my share of brain-altering medical incidents recently.
You're totally right, McKay.
And, wait, what?
I just said you were right.
Why are you suddenly agreeing with me?
You have been out of your mind a lot lately. Hey, want me to swing by maintenance and pick up some power tools?
Oh, haha, very funny, Colonel Home Improvement. But, hey, what if...
It'll be fine, Rodney. Hell, we'll just hang out, play some video golf, watch a couple of movies. I've got Back to the Future.
God, no. Wait, that could actually work. How about we save that for later, when I've forgotten just how painfully inaccurate the so-called science is?
Hey, I can hear those air quotes, you know. Come on in, there's beer in the fridge.
Keller said no alcohol, remember?
Ugh, crap. Still, I guess we'll be getting the effects without the hangover. You know, headache, can't remember what you did last night, waking up with some...
Yes, and what if we're sitting here and neither of us has the slightest idea who we are or what we're doing, and you start trying to convince me...
Not going to try anything, McKay. Just keeping an eye on you, like Keller said. Buddy system, buddy. Hey, are you losing your memory already?
Fuck off, Shepard.
That's good that you know who I am.
So? Of course I remember you. I always...
It's not going to be like the time with the thing in your head.
I remembered you then, even when I didn't remember anything else.
I guess you remember what's important.
Yes. Well, or hey, maybe I just thought I could relate to you better once I'd lost 100 IQ.
Yeah, right. You owe me $5, by the way.
Oh, I do not.
You so do. Remember the Kirsten fever? You bet me $5 that I'd start losing my memories before you did.
Really? I have no recollection of that.
Guess it's starting, then.
Hey, I should do what... Who was it? What's his name did? Carry a photo of you. This is John Shepard. He is your...
Your what, Rodney?
I don't know. What is this? What we're doing?
We're in my quarters, having a beer. I just closed the curtains... Right now, I'm setting up the movie. Any minute.
Yes, okay, but no. You and me. What is it we're doing? Oh, don't give me that attitude. Tell me what you're thinking. What you think about. About you and me. Let's face it, neither one of us is going to remember this. It's not going to go down as the day Colonel Shepard talked about his feelings. Look, Shepard. John. It's not just the sex thing. Not for me.
Okay. Me too.
Not that I don't... Well.
I guess I... Hey, can you remember how to start this thing? The end. Forgetting Seam by Gloria Mundi. A Stargate Atlantis story, rated R, featuring John Rodney. Read by Lunate8. John can feel it all slipping away from him. Lieutenant Colonel John Shepard, USAF. The Stargate, Atlantis. Self, military, responsibility, duty. All the straight lines and hard facts and reality checks he lives with, day in, day out. All the reasons why he's gotta be... What's he gotta be? Who? He's... He's John. He's... Fuck, he had it a moment ago. It feels good, not fighting it, letting it all go. Like walking along the top of a wall when he's drunk. He knows he's gonna fall, and he knows it won't hurt. Not yet. It'll come back to him. There's something he shouldn't do, but he can't remember what it is, or why. There's something he wants to do. Is it the same thing? Who the fuck cares? He's pretty clear on what it is he wants to do, because it's right here next to him on the couch. This middle-aged guy. Nothing special to look at, except that the guy's got amazing blue eyes. The bluest eyes he's ever seen. Or maybe not, 'cause, hello, amnesia. And broad shoulders. And yeah, there's muscle in those arms. And oh, fuck yeah, he wants to feel it. To be pressed down, pushed down, held down. He wants to be fucked, and he's pretty sure Blue Eyes is up for it. It's gotta be nighttime, because the curtains, they're kind of sparkly, like something Nancy would have picked. But he's pretty sure Nancy's not around anymore. Are drawn across the windows, hiding the outside world. There's a laptop on the low table in front of the couch, and the movie that's playing looks... He reckons he's seen it before, but he can't remember. He can't remember what happened a minute ago, let alone what's going to happen next. On screen or off. The blue-eyed guy's not watching the movie. He's staring at him. This feels familiar. Wanted. Right. This feels like something they've done before. The guy's grinning at him, and he can't stop himself grinning back. When he puts his hand on the other guy's shoulder, the guy blinks, but he doesn't stop grinning. Okay, looks like a sure thing. So he leans in to kiss the guy, and he's never been that into kissing other men. Or, hey, maybe he has. But this feels right. More than right. And hell, he'll go with the flow. Go where this is going. Let himself go. It's weird. Like going too fast to see where you're headed. Like diving, or falling, or flying. Every moment flickers past in freeze frame. He's kissing the guy. He's on his knees in front of the couch. His hands know what to do, even if he can't remember ever doing it before. His mouth knows what to do, knows the weight and pulse and taste. This isn't new, even if it might as well be his very first time. Like a... He nearly chokes on a laugh, and the guy pulls back, pulls out, scowling down. No, frowning down at him, worried. Opening his mouth to say something, then stopping, swallowing, confused. He licks his lips, ready to say something himself, to share the joke. But it's already gone, whatever it was that made him want to laugh. And he gets his hand on the guy's thick cock, his mouth round it, slackens his jaw and lets it happen. Like this is all he wants, and all he is, and all there is. He's achingly hard, and he gets his free hand, the one that isn't wrapped around the guy's shaft, down to press against his erection. Christ, he wants... He wants! He's moaning round the guy's cock, and the guy's pulling out again, yanking him up and across till he's sprawled on the couch, arching and twisting just to feel himself pinned by the guy's weight. And if sex was ever this good before, it's a hell of a thing to have forgotten. And he wants to remember this. But each moment is like an explosion in the dark, fading too fast and leaving behind an afterimage that burns out. But that's cool, because the next moment's here already, burning bright and overwhelming, the raw, rough slide of his cock against the other guy's, the taste of that wide mouth, the sounds they're both making, like they've forgotten how to speak, like animals at the zoo. It feels like it's over too quickly, though for all he knows it's been hours. The movie's still playing, maybe the room's a bit darker. He's kind of hungry, thirsty, but he wants more of this. He's got a feeling it'll be gone too soon. The end.